Dragonflies might be the least understood insects on the planet. They have been called the devil's darning needles, mule killers, and snake doctors. For an insect that has been around since before dinosaurs roamed the earth, surprisingly little is actually known about them. Community Voices producer Renee Wild went in search of answers to why dragonflies form a huge swarm on her farm in Ohio every year.
It's early evening on Labor Day weekend, and I'm out cutting the grass on our small farm. With each pass of the mower, more and more dragonflies appear all around me, feeding on the small bugs that are being stirred up. The large greenish-black flyers dart and swoop just above my head, until the air is thick with hundreds of these silent flying insects. I turn the mower off and sit quietly, listening to the sounds of the late summer and enjoying the aerial acrobatics of one of the oldest species on Earth. This is an annual event that we see every year on our farm towards the end of summer, but I know nothing about this phenomenon. So to learn more, I turn to the internet, where I find a blog by the Dragonfly Woman.
My name is Chris Goforth, and I am the head of citizen science for the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences.
Chris saw her first dragonfly swarm in 2009. She wrote about the experience on her blog, and soon other people were sharing their encounters with dragonfly swarms and wanting to know more about it.
And I had been looking through the scientific literature. There wasn't a huge amount of information out there. And so if you just start collecting those stories from people, that would be a way to study something. And I completely accidentally created a citizen science project.
The term citizen science came up a lot when I was researching dragonflies.
Yeah, so citizen science, I like to think of it as a partnership between the public and professional researchers where they're working together to answer scientific questions.
Chris started collecting information on dragonfly swarming on her website in 2010.
And then I also give people an opportunity to tell me just kind of how they felt about that experience. And I think that is something that I absolutely love about this project, you know, getting to hear these stories about how people kind of responded to that.
On a swelteringly hot day, I head to a metro park outside of Columbus, Ohio, to meet up with a local dragonfly expert and learn more about my swarm.
Bob Glotzover. I'm Curator Emeritus of Natural History from the Ohio History Connection.
Bob and I are walking down a gravel path through the woods that leads to the Big Darby Creek. He describes a feeding swarm to me.
The greatest number of these are common green darners, which are about 3 to 3.5 inches long, and they're just swooping and darting, and most of the time, and unless you get the light just right, you can't even see what they're eating, but they're obviously diving after insects and gobbling them up. They have hairs on their legs, and while they're flying, they take those 6 legs and kind of form them into a basket and will catch these things in that basket of the legs and then pull them up to their mouth. Now, when you get migration swarms, that's another whole different thing. You have dragonflies, large numbers of them, flying in the same direction, constantly moving, very little variation, and huge swarms.
How huge? Bob describes one that a naturalist in Akron witnessed.
Conservatively, somewhere between 500,000 to a million dragonflies.
Wow.
It's a lot of insects.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the trail, we reach a beautiful clear running stream lined with trees and rocky outcroppings. 2 kayakers are paddling past, and a family with young boys are fishing on the bank.
Isn't it neat? It's one of the more pristine warm water streams in the state. There are a number of endangered freshwater mussels and a couple of rare fish that live here, and lots of interesting dragonflies as well, flitting around out there. Oh, and here's a dragonfly. We have 165 species in Ohio.
That's amazing.
And we really don't know that much about them. And one of the interesting ones is the common green darner, which is all over the place. The ones that we see here in Ohio, some of them, when they emerge in the summertime here, and you get to the end of August, early September, they start gathering into these swarms that we were talking about earlier, and they migrate. And we don't have a real good handle on it yet, but we think they probably migrate to the Gulf of Mexico. And so we know there's this migration that's taking place, and there's maybe as many as 12 species of dragonflies that do this. But again, working out the details of it, they've got it worked out really good with monarch butterflies, but we're a long way from that amount of knowledge about the green darner and other migratory dragonflies.
There are several ongoing citizen science projects aimed at learning more about dragonflies and their behaviors. You can find the Dragonfly Swarm Project online, and the Dragonfly Society of the Americas currently has two citizen science projects, migration monitoring and a dragonfly pond watch. For WYSO, I'm Renee Wild.